Here's Sunday's broadcast, this past Sunday's broadcast of Suffering Well. Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where you are joining me for another episode of Spiritual Perspectives, where we focus on life's circumstances, life's events, life's situations from a biblical perspective. And we're still talking about suffering well, and so suffering well is what we're looking at from a biblical perspective. And I want you to take note of the fact that I emphasized the word well. We're not just suffering. We're not just being encouraged to suffer. We're being encouraged to suffer well. And ladies and gentlemen, the reason I say that is because it really doesn't matter what socioeconomic class we are. It doesn't matter what gender we are. It doesn't matter which ethnicity we are. We're going to suffer. Now, having said that, I recognize that some groups are going to suffer more than others. You have, for example, right now, this is the way it is in the world. Peoples of color are going to suffer more than people who have less melanin in the skin. That's just a reality. People who are poor are generally going to suffer more than people who are wealthy. And there are various reasons for this. And ultimately, it comes down to sin. Sin and sinfulness, whether we're talking about the sin and the sinfulness of evil spirits, fallen angels, or we're talking about the sinfulness of humans. And particularly when we talk about the sinfulness of humans, we're especially talking about the sinfulness of humans who are opposed to God and to his people. I mean, to his true people, to the people. Not those who just say that they are gods, they belong to God, that they are of God, that they follow and imitate God when they know they live lifestyles very, very different from their confessions. Now, I'm talking about the people who truly love God and genuinely have a desire to please God by their lifestyles. They're the ones I'm talking about. We're the ones who will probably, in fact, in times to come, are going to suffer the most. We have a situation wherein, you know, the angels who were created holy and righteous and decided to rebel against God and will never, ever have an opportunity to be redeemed. They will never have an opportunity to be saved. Hell is their destiny. The lake of fire is their destiny, period. And they work hard to make life miserable for all of mankind, including those who worship them. Isn't that an irony? Working to make life miserable for their human servants, for the purpose of getting off their chest their hatred, their malice, their hostility that they feel towards all of mankind, including those who worship them and think they have a good relationship with them. They hate all of mankind because all of mankind was created by God. They want all of God's great creation destroyed. They will never destroy the holy angels, but they want to destroy this earth as much as they possibly can. They want to destroy as many humans as they possibly can. They want to destroy our waters, our air, our land, the creatures of the earth. And they enlist the support of humans to help them with their mission, the same way God Almighty calls people to join him in fulfilling his mission. And so you have a situation wherein between evil spirits and evil humans, all of whom hate God, they work hard to make life miserable for God's true children. And as a result, yes, there are going to be people who have never known Christ, would never be interested in following Christ, who are going to suffer too, who do suffer, have suffered in the past. Suffering has been a part of life almost since there has been life on this earth. Things got messed up with Adam and Eve disobeying God, as I've mentioned before, and things have been a mess ever since because the sinful nature that Eve took into herself first, and then Adam took into himself, became their nature, which they had no choice but to pass into their descendants. And we are all descendants of Adam and Eve. And so we all are born with sinful nature, with an inclination to rebel against God, to do wrong. And so the situation is, because we are born with that sinful nature, and so many people love sin, the world is filled with sin. As a result, the world is filled with adultery. The world is filled with murder. The world is filled with oppression. The world is filled with thievery. The world is filled with lying and slandering. You name it. On and on and on it goes. God allowing man and the evil spirits to take sin to the extent to which God has determined they're going to allow us to take it. And then he's going to shut that madness down and separate those who love sin from those who love righteousness and who love God. That will be a permanent and final separation. Those who love sin and darkness in their part of the world, in the lake of fire, that is, those of us who loved pleasing God, with God on a beautiful, gorgeous earth, far beyond anything we could ever imagine, with peace and joy being our experience for the rest of our lives. Now that is the experience that I truly want as many people as possible to have. I know that there have been a lot of people who have made life as miserable as possible, as miserable as you've been able to, for a lot of folks already. I want to encourage you to give yourselves a chance to learn what it is to enjoy life doing only good for people instead of expending a lot of time and energy making life miserable for people. Just see, and when I say try that, I don't mean just do one or two different good things for somebody now and maybe do two or three good things for somebody else 3-4 months from now. I mean, as a lifestyle, try it for maybe the next 3 or 4 months. I mean, because think about it now. A lot of you have been doing evil for 10 or 12 years. 20 or 30 years, 40 or 50 years. Give yourselves 3 months to just do good. No more trying to make life miserable because you're still upset with this person because of something he or she did say, may have said, you're still upset with this person because of something that they did or may have done. You're upset with these people simply because you don't want them to be able to do well in life. You just don't want them to do well in life. You're against this person because someone else who you really care about is against this person. And you want to join in with the person you really care about and making life miserable for the other person. Whatever the reason, give yourselves 3 months to just see how you feel inside doing the right thing consistently, just helping. In fact, why don't you consider, and I mean really do this, sit down and give yourselves time to really think about how much harm you tried to do to someone else. One person, 5 people, 30 people. Think about how much harm, how much time, resources, energy you have spent doing harm to others. And see if you can put forth that same amount of energy and the same and some of those resources. I don't expect you to put out in 3 months the resources that you may have spent over the course of 10 or 12 or 15 years trying to hurt someone. I don't expect you to equal that in 3 months' time. But put forth some resources, significant energies, and some time. Even doing good for someone who you've harmed. 3 months, and see if you feel better about yourself. See if you have a greater sense of fulfillment in living by doing that instead of what you've been doing. Part of the reason that I'm proposing that you do that is because I really think it would be something that you would benefit from in the here and now. I just think that you'd find a greater sense of pleasure in life by doing that than by doing the other. Of course, I also want you to do that because it will benefit whoever it is that you're helping, which is a good thing. But I'm just going to admit to you, the other reason that I want you to do that is because I'm hoping that by doing that, you'll get to a point where you begin to enjoy that so much. You enjoy doing the good and doing the right so much that you decide you're not ever going back to being a person who works to make life miserable for anyone else. And I'm hoping that as an extension of that, you'll eventually begin to realize that life really is better for us when we live it the way our Creator intended for us to live it. And I'm just being honest with you. I'm hoping that from there, you'll decide to make a powerful connection with our Creator, with your Creator, and enter into an intimate relationship with your Creator. And part of the reason I want you to do that, I'm just being open and honest with you, is because I want you to be received into God's presence when you leave this earth. That is no personal gain for me, at least not in the here and now, but it will be a tremendous gain for you personally. And I really want that for you. I even say that I'm not just directing that into the airwaves. I have specific people in mind. I have no specific people in mind. I really want you to really make the connection with your Creator so that when you leave here, you're received into His presence, so that you experience that joy and that peace that I've been talking about off and on for over a year now. I really want you to experience that forever, for all eternity. Even though you may have made life much more difficult for me than necessary, I still want you to make that connection with our Creator. Enter into an intimate relationship with Him. And you notice now, I've been honest with you, that overarching peace and joy, we can begin to experience that to an extent in the here and now. But we're still going to be in the here and now as long as we're in the here and now, which means there's always going to be ugly around us in the here and now. The overarching, inescapable peace and joy that will pursue us, that will be in us and with us day in and day out, comes later. But it does come. And when it comes, that's what we have forever. And that's what I'm asking you to do. Think about forever. Don't just keep thinking about the next 20 years, the next 8 years, the next 2 years, the next 6 months. Don't let your thinking stop there. Think about eternity and make some wise decisions about how you're going to live throughout eternity. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there is no coming out of eternity. Once in, always in. When it comes to eternity, once in, forever in. And whatever state you're in, when you enter eternity, that is the state you will be in throughout eternity. There is no changing once you're into eternity. And for some people, there's no changing even now because, as I've shared with you before, God does often set deadlines for people to accept Him. He draws lines in the sand and He says, make sure you don't cross it. There are people who have missed deadlines. There are people who have crossed the line. And I've shared with you from Scripture on a number of occasions that that is a biblical principle. So I'm not going to go into all that right now. But know this. There are some people who are walking. Physically, they're just as alive. Some of them are very, very healthy. But when they die, all well-being, all their health, all their soundness, all their well-being will be completely and permanently snatched away from them. And they'll never get it back. I don't want you to be in that number. So I'm asking you, give yourselves 3 months to turn away from the darkness, cut off the flow of activity with networks of evil, turn to doing good, and give yourself a chance to connect with our Creator, live a better life that will lead you into an outstanding eternity. In the meantime, know this. Suffering will continue throughout the earth. Every country, every island, there will be suffering. And again, it doesn't matter if a person, a nation, a group, whoever, a community has decided to embrace God or reject Him, there's going to be suffering for both. The worst suffering eventually will come to the Christian community because the hatred for Christians is going to intensify to a level where they are not the people who hate God are going to hate us so much that they are not going to want us to be anywhere on this earth. And if we are on earth, they're not going to want us walking around free. And the Lord Jesus has already let us know we will be hated by all nations, hated by all nations for His name's sake. But one day, ladies and gentlemen, we will no longer be surrounded by people who hate Jesus, who hate our Father, who hate the Holy Spirit, who hate the holy angels, who hate holy people. We will no longer be around them. A final and permanent separation is coming. And I'm trying to encourage you to think long term, think eternally, think forever perspective, the forever perspective. Now, that's it. When we come back, I'm going to take us back to the passage of scripture that we left off on the last time we were having this discussion about suffering well. Matthew chapter 10. So you can turn there. We'll be there. And we'll be starting at verse 11. Matthew chapter 10, verse 11. This song is by Casting Crowns. It's entitled Glorious Day. Living, He Loved Me.
Be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is He. The Word became flesh, and the light shined among us, His glory revealed. Living, He loved me, dying, He saved me, and buried, He cared. My sins far away, rising, He justified freely forever. One day He's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
Here's Sunday's broadcast, this past Sunday's broadcast of Suffering Well.